We're going to. I just have to test the mic.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Somewhere.
Me first. Me first. Me
first. Somewhere. This is Vincent Irene for Blast Furnace Radio. We have with us again today Diamond Dave. Diamond Dave, where are we?
We're here in the very heart of Kid Village, in the very heart of the West Virginia 2006 Rainbow Gathering. And we're in the very heart of that week. This is now July 2nd. We're in the rundown towards the 4th. People are coming out of the... This is Felipe. I'm sitting here with my brother Felipe, who's been doing Kid Village for many years, many decades, many moons now. Felipe, how's it seem to you here on the ground?
Well, I think Kid Village is doing fine. We get it seems like the children come here and eat. They don't always stay in this area because of the slope and the mountain here, but everybody seems to be getting enough to eat. You hear the laughter of children in the background, and the kids are fine, getting fed good, and always it's a blessing that we come together from different parts of the world to share the light of rainbow, different parts of the world to share the spirit of the rainbow gathering, the spirit of all tribes coming together, and it's always an honor to be a part of Kid Village. I learn a lot from the children, I think we all do, and mainly we're trying to teach children how to be patient, how to... sanitary wise, how to wash their hands and approach the food in a good way and how sacred the food is. So again, it's an honor to be here, and thank you.
Yo, Felipe, yeah, this is like the first report that Blast Furnace Radio's stirring correspondent Vincent is right next to me. Vincent, what was it like for you coming into this gathering, coming down this mile and a half from the parking lot? It must be even longer now because there's a lot of people here pouring in.
Yeah, I haven't been to a rainbow gathering in years, and what it was like coming into the Rainbow Village was realizing that's what's really needed right now is not a strategy, but a lot of kindness and being welcomed, and that's what we need to counter all this hate and war. And so it's really exciting to be here, and I just love it.
Yeah, it's definitely about putting forth a positive example, a free base, a space where we can show that it can be done. That it's not a dream, it's not a dream, that a utopian dream, this is reality. If people give what they can, we'll get what we need. I have a sister here. This is Blast Furnace Radio. We want to say... This is for Blast Furnace Radio. This is going out around the world on the internet from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Let me ask some of the sister...
Tell us who you are, but what do you think?
This is a sister who's grown up in this very family, the Rainbow family.
My name is Elena Chavez. I've been going to gathering since I was born. I think it's a wonderful thing to come together every year and have a family away from home.
Well, shoot, at a big family, I always say, welcome to the Rainbow family. It's a big family getting bigger. Now here's a newcomer, but he's into it. A newcomer, and he's into it. What's it like for you coming here, this guy from the second city, from Chicago, one of the great formerly industrial towns, but still a great, a lot of people, millions of people together, crushed together.
Well, I'm Daniel Espinoza, and I get a lot of good vibes from everybody around here. I mean, it's a really great place. Everyone's really nice. I mean, it's just everyone's got a good vibe. Everyone's nice to you. No one's mean. Never.
No one's mean. A good bottom line, a good way. No one's mean around here, brothers and sisters, out there in Blast Furnace Radio. And each and every year, people come from hither and yon, prepare for months to come here and practice anarchy and to show that there is a better way, a different way. If people give what they can, everybody will get what they need. And we can party out in a good way, drumming and dancing and carrying on in a sober way. Hi, folks. It's what it's about. And back of me is drum circle. We're in a bunch of kid village where we're looking at the kitchen. Food is being prepared for lots of folks, and folks, it's all free. and it works. People come, get what they can, get what they need. The magic cat goes around. People bring food, and we flourish. And it started a couple weeks ago when a trickle started coming in. The trickle became a stream, became a river, became a mighty torrent, became Judas Priest. Where'd they all come from? Well, they're coming. So, hey, Blast Furnace Radio, to be continued. Sister, she's doing the crossword puzzles. Please identify you and let us know where you're from and tell us your story.
My name is Joe Mama. That's my rainbow name. It's also what my grandkids call me. My oldest daughter started going to Rainbow the first time it was in Oregon, which was in the late 70s. She never missed a year until 94, when it was in Wyoming. Shortly after the gathering in Wyoming, she was killed, leaving a 4.5-year-old daughter who has now lived with me and her granddaddy for over 10 years. We felt like it was important for her to continue coming to Rainbow because she had never known anything else. Her mom was truly a Rainbow person. We started coming in 95 and have missed very few years. My granddaughter Jalise is now 15, asked me not too long ago, "Do you still go to the Rainbow for me?" And I said, absolutely not. We go because we like it. We love the feeling. We love the positive. We love the experience of everyone does their own thing and lets everyone else do their own thing. And there's no force. It's friendly. It's clean. It is ecologically sound. And welcome home.
And your name again is?
Joe Blunt, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
I want to say that I knew your daughter, of course. I knew your daughter at every Rainbow gathering, and she was truly a Rainbow person. I mean, this woman was shining in joy, and we'd heard about her being killed down there, and it was just totally devastating. It was like, how could we have a kitchen without you? And then you guys turned, and then you and your husband, the grandheads, turned up, and you helped heal the whole thing, because she was a miss. There's a big gap when she went. And she still lives to me in my mind. She was a special person, Sharon.
Always feel closer to her at
Rainbow. Huh? Well, that's beautiful. Because I know she's here. If she had a job being anywhere, it'd be right here at Kid Village. And Jilly.
Which is that many nations who have ratified